Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called What's Hardwired into Your Brain? The Tufa-Knot bird has the longest migration in the world. It breeds in the Canadian Arctic and spends the non-breeding season at the tip of the South American continent. Interestingly, the parents leave the young in Canada and are halfway back to South America before the young begin their journey south, 3 weeks later. Now the route the knots take is identical every year, and the young with no guidance know exactly where to stop. Like many things in the world, this route must be hardwired into the young knots. Like knots, we have many things that are literally hardwired into us. So I was intrigued when I was reading Dale Carnegie's classic book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and came upon a list of hardwired wants and needs that people have. Here they are. Health and preservation of life. Food. Sleep. Money and the things money will buy. Life in the hereafter. Sexual gratification. The well-being of our children. And finally, a feeling of importance. Now, the item which I least expected to see in such a short list was the last one, a feeling of importance. But when I thought about it, it wasn't as surprising as I first thought. After all, a feeling of importance manifests itself in many forms. Maybe it's the desire for a compliment or recognition from a colleague or spouse. The feeling you get when you get a free upgrade because you're that special customer. Or the desire for a bigger house, new car or flashy phone. However it manifests itself, isn't it fair to say that the desire for these things is often more about the feeling of importance or success rather than anything else? Now of course, the manifestation will be different for all of us. But I began to see why it was on such a short list. Now, you can use this insight in so many different ways, but here are a couple of ideas to help get you started. Firstly, if you make people feel unimportant, then don't expect anything good to come from your relationship. Secondly, is that thing you're about to spend money on really going to improve your life, or is it just about making you feel important? Till next week, fly high and take other people with you. Thanks for listening. This is David Gardner.